Just one comment on what we discussed last night. Last night we discussed how Rashi mentions that the responsibility of being a judge is so heavy, and that's what Moshe meant when he said, Lo uchal, I can't judge you. It's such a great level of responsibility. Today's Daf Yomi, for those who learned, began at the very top of the Daf today, said that all of the Puranos that come to the entire world, all calamity, all misfortune, and the entire world, not just to the Jewish people, is all the responsibility of the Dayanim. The Dayanim Yisrael, a Jewish judge, if he's not honest, if he's corrupt, if he's not fair, that brings destruction to the whole world. And the Gemara says, Mashiach cannot come. Redemption for the children of Israel will not come until we rid ourselves of corrupt judges. So is the power of Dayanei Yisrael, the responsibility that they have in partnering with Hashem, which literally dovetailed with what we spoke about yesterday. It was Mamish today's daf. Just wanted to start with that. Today I want to share Rashi. Rashi discusses later in the parasha, Moshe goes over the chet of the meraglim, of the sin of the spies. And Moshe recounts the conversation. And Moshe says, when I sent you out, the 12 spies, I sent them with three missions. I said to them, V'yashivu osanu davar, they'll return word to us. Asaderech asher na'alabah, they'll tell us which path to take when we attack. V'yas ha'arim asher na'avolam, which cities to go to first. So the second two are obvious, which path, which cities. What does it mean they should return a word to us, a davar, a word about what? What are they talking about? So Rashi comments, a very fascinating comment, Be'eze loshon heim midabrim. Come back and tell us what language they're speaking. We need to know a language. That's very important for us as we begin our military conquest. What language are they talking? So I want to share two comments. One from the Maral first. The Maral says, who cares? What difference does it make what language they speak? Why is that relevant? That when the spies go to the land of Israel, they need to know which path, which city makes sense. What language? Whatever language it is. If you don't speak that language, who cares? You're attacking them. So the Maral says, it's well known, there are 70 languages in the world. When Hashem dispersed the members of the Tower of Babel back in Sefer Bereishis into 70 languages, each one corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. Every nation got a language. It's appropriate for them. It relates to the nation. You can learn about a nation from the language they speak. And each one is unique. When you just listen to German versus someone speaking French, Parisian French, versus Hebrew, versus Russian, every language. If you go to Switzerland and you listen to the way the day speak, there's a tone, there's a nuance. You could just from listening to the way a nation speaks, you can hear something about the nation that speaks that language. And it's specifically Misyaches, which is why the Jewish people get Lashon HaKodesh. They get a language that Hashem himself used to create the world through that language. It's a unique language that we have, and every nation. So the Maral says, that's what Rashi means. In order to understand the nation that we're attacking, learn their language. Tell us what they're speaking, and we can learn a lot from that about that particular nation. I would like to add, this is my own comment, I probably saw this somewhere over the years, but I just don't remember where. You could read Rashi a little differently. Be'eze lashon hey midabrim. Not what language, English, French, Spanish. What type of language, what type of words do they speak? We would say, do they speak kindly? Do they speak harshly? Do they curse? Do they swear? Are they use their words to build? Do they use their words to destroy? You could learn about a person, even if you're all speaking the same language, you could ask the same question. Be'eze lashon hey midabrim. How do they speak? Not that I need to know, we're all speaking the same language. How do you speak? You want to know something about a person? Listen to the way they speak. You'll learn a lot about a person. Just a few sentences, a few words, you could hear the way a person speaks is a window into their soul. And that's why we speak so, the Ribbono Shel Olam created us as a Ruach Memal, as a speaking being, speaking people who use their words carefully. Every word that comes out of their mouth is truthful, is kind, is building, is sensitive, and never, chas v'shalom, filled with nivel peh, with cursing or swearing or inappropriate words. That's how you could refer and understand what a person is. And Rashi says, come back and tell us, these people that we're going to go to war with, be'ezel lashon heim nedabrim. How do they speak over there? And that will give us an insight as to what it is that we are up against. Rabbi Chananya ben